The final rat rears its head. You will not stab me in the back, hero. You will face me. My name is Louis Squearburn. I am the rightful king, the one who will forge anew this unworthy country into a utopia. Attack in any number. Wield any weapons. Fight with your very lives. If you live by a creed, show me its strength.
Listen up, you grots and squigs. Day's coming for us like we some kind of human geese. But we ain't. We's the orcs, and this is gonna be one great fight. So get your choppers and your shooters ready, boys, cause there's some killing to do. A right and proper war!
Seriously, dude, who are you living your life for? Your parents? Teachers? Society? It sounds like maybe you should stop trying to live for them and start living for yourself. Oh, man, and I thought being a phantom thief was hard. Surprise?
I see every sin that blackens your soul. And now, to repay a debt, you have come for my lamb. But not all debts can be repaid. Prophecy is my business, Mr. DeWitt, as blood is yours. And believe me, this will end in blood.
Hello, Alan. Are you looking for these? Yes, it was all a ruse. For you see, every single thing that's happened to you over the last 24 hours was orchestrated by me and my insane mind, all delicately coordinated using paid actors and animatronics, just to lead you right here into the palm of my hand.
What I remember about the rise of the Empire was how quiet it was. We all knew what was about to happen, what we were about to do. Did we have any doubts? Any private, traitorous thoughts, perhaps? But no one said a word. Not on the flight to Coruscant, not when Order 66 came down, and not when we marched into the Jedi Temple.